The big building on a farm where they store things, just give the animals.
Oh, the barn.
Mm-hmm. And then do you know the name for a building or a part of a building for storing corn?
No.
Crib, do you know that term?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, how about a building for storing grain?
I don't know.
Do you know the word granary or granary?
Yes.
Which one?
Granary, I guess.
Okay. And how about the upper part of the barn where they put the hay?
Oh, the loft?
Mm-hmm, okay. That's it. And if there's too much hay to get it up in the loft and they put it out in the field with a pole in the middle, that's
a haystack?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a haystack that had four poles and then some sort of a roof over it?
No.
I don't think they even have those in this part of the country because nobody ever seems to have heard of that. Do you have any idea what they do with the hay when they first cut it, what they rake it up into?
Oh, into bags, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Do you know the term windrow?
No.
Okay. Then where would you keep cows?
Outside in a fence.
What's the fenced-in area? What would you call that?
I don't know.
How about inside?
Inside?
Mm-hmm. Where would you keep them? Would there be a special place for them?
I don't know.
How about horses? Where would you keep them?
In the barn.
Okay. If you're going to milk the cows, where would you do that?
In the barn.
Suppose you milked them outside, would you have a name for that place?
No.
Okay. Where would you keep the pigs?
Pig sty.
Fine. Then, what do you call the kind of farm where they have just milk cows?
A dairy.
All right. Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for place around the barn where the chickens might just run around?
Chicken coop.
Well, now, is that a shelter or is that an open place?
I guess that's just a shelter.
Okay.
Like the cages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for an open place where all the animals might walk around?
No.
Lot? Barnyard?
Barnyard, I
guess. Okay. How about we didn't get a name for the big fenced-in area where all of them might run around. Pasture?
Yeah, pasture.
Say it a little louder.
Pasture.
Okay. And then, do you know anything about raising cotton? For instance, what they call it when they thin it out with a hoe.
I don't know.
All right. How about the undesirable grass that might grow up in a cotton field?
Weeds.
That'll do. And then you might say that cotton and corn grow in a, meaning a big area.
In
a cotton
field.
Mm-hmm. And how about a small area? It's a watermelon
garden.
Or a strawberry
patch.
Mm-hmm. And do you know a name for the kind of fence where there are little wooden slats that come up and they're pointed on top?
I don't know.
Some say picket, some say paling.
I guess picket fence.
Okay. And what would you call that kind of stuff that you'd get your jeans caught on if you tried to climb over and animals would hurt themselves if they ran up into?
Oh, barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever see the kind of fence where it's made out of wood and the things are stacked like that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Just a fence. I don't have a special word for it.
Rail fence?
No.
Okay. Then if you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig a hole for the... for each...
post.
Mm-hmm.
Pole.
Yeah, we're using post, and then you'd say you have a lot of different... The plural of post is...
Oh, poles.
No, post. One post and two...
Posts.